Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating an independent medical evaluation regarding Joseph, claimant Joseph Scarcella, Scarcella.
Exam date 11/29/2023, 11:30 a.m. MES number 211230212 I'm sorry 211230214 3 0. Employer insured JFK, New York City, Kennedy. Client Sedgwick, CMS/Syracuse. This is for MES Solutions at 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110N, Hauppauge, New York, 11788. Allegations, ANCR, colon, head, post-concussion syndrome, neck, right elbow, and major depressive disorder. All the medical records reviewed are in the report on a separate page, and the claimant was examined. Okay, Joseph Scarcella is a 63-year-old divorced male who resides alone, is currently not working. He reports with chief complaint of, quote, anxiety and depression with sleeplessness and pain in my neck and arm. My right hand is painful as well. Close parentheses. He reports that he's the father of a 31-year-old daughter. He worked for 30 years with Delta Airlines as a flight attendant. The last day that he worked was April 16th of 2018. He states that on that day he hit his head, fell backwards, and has been unable to work since. He suffered a lump on his head and pain through his back. He felt dazed. He stated that when they landed at JFK Airport, he was met by a manager. He declined an offer to go to the hospital, went home instead. However, in the morning, he experienced neck pain, dizziness, and a bad headache. He presented to City MD for evaluation and was referred to a neurologist. He then went and saw Dr. Hamovic, H-A-I-M-O-V-I-C, who diagnosed him with concussion. At that time, he was also examined with x-rays. He ultimately was found to have a tear in his arm and herniated discs. He underwent some trigger point injections and physical therapy. His past medical history is notable for seeing his primary care doctor, Dr. Ansemi, A-N-S-E-L-M-I, He takes Losartan 100 milligrams daily for hypertension and states that at times he's on omeprazole for peptic ulcer disease. He started to develop symptoms of depression, which he felt was secondary to being unable to attend work. He tried both Zoloft and Lexapro, but they were not helpful. He did try Prazosam, which he says helped his bad dreams. He's been forget what I said about the Lexapro. His current medications are Trintellix 30 milligrams daily, Valium 5 milligrams of PRN, Ambien CR 12.5 milligrams HSPRN, and Prazosin 2 milligrams at bedtime. 2 days ago, he started Vraylar 1.5 milligrams daily. He also takes Adderall XR 20 milligrams twice a day. Which he says helps him think more clearly. His past psychiatric history is known for a trial of Lexapro. This happened when his daughter was diagnosed with cancer and then died from leukemia in 2008. He divorced the following year. He's currently in a psychotherapy and is finding it helpful. His his past psychiatric history is, I've reported his current medications and a trial of Lexapro in the past. He has no history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions. He denies any substance abuse. His family psychiatric history is also non-contributory with no substance abuse as well. Social history, he states he was raised in Huntington. He has a bachelor's degree. He says his divorce was bitter. Denies history of physical or sexual abuse. He has a living 30-year-old daughter. He states his son died in 2016. At the last visit on June 8th, 2023. Mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood is quote unquote. He said he often has butterflies in his stomach and, quote, I think too much, unquote. denies paranoia, auditory visual hallucinations. At times he feels, quote, it wouldn't matter if I wasn't here, but he denies being suicidal. He sleeps about 5 hours a night with interruptions.